This is Songs to Discuss
with your daughter,
with Willa Krishnaswamy
and Robbie Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Produced by Copilot Music and Sound.
Welcome back, listeners.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Willa.
I have seen you all day, so yeah. Hello again.
Yeah, all day.
All day. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing all right.
I wish we were on the radio, don't you? That would be so cool.
Maybe we'll be on the radio one
day. Maybe once we have 100 episodes, which is seasons and seasons and days and weeks and years ahead. But
yeah.
But.
Happy end of summer.
Happy end of summer with a rainy day here in Connecticut.
It's a rainy day, but we're going to talk about
some
summer jam.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to interrupt you, but then
finish out summer with a summer jam.
Yes, this was relatively the summer smash hit of the summer. I mean, I can't think of a song that was bigger this summer.
It wasn't the Kiss Me More by Doja Cat.
I know,
as
you
we
thought
predicted.
It would.
I thought that would be the summer jam, but this one is the summer jam.
Is the summer jam. But
would you like to announce it?
Yes. Well, beforehand, I had mentioned that it was raining here in Connecticut. So, why don't you go ahead and message us where you're listening from? So you
that
can
would be
send
cool.
us a voice message if you're listening to us from Anchor. If not, find our social page, and there's a link there somewhere. There are a ton of links everywhere. Go to, like, our social page. I don't know. Did we fix our website? Our website was kind of messed up for a second. But yeah,
we don't have a website. But
we have an Anchor website.
The Anchor website works, and we have Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, so or go to our Instagram at Songs to Discuss, and it'll be Songs to Discuss with your daughter. Go to our Instagram at Songs to Discuss, DM us, tell us where you're listening from, send us a voice message, or even better, leave us a review. I know we say this a lot, but leave us an Apple review. Give us 5 out of 5 stars if you think we deserve that. But,
like, give us 6 stars.
Give us 6 stars. Yeah, that's so much better than 5. Subscribe to us if you haven't already. Challenge. My father and I have a challenge. Pause right now, or pause right after I say this, and think of 3 people you think might enjoy this podcast, or 1 or 2, but try 3. And then send it to them, or next time you see them, talk to them. But the way to grow our podcast is by word of mouth, so please help us out. And yeah. Just a little deed. But yes, enough with that blabber. Dad, we are entering the magical and quite confusing world of K-pop today.
Yes.
it's a world of, it's a bonkers world of its own.
Yes, this episode will be the, you will experience our experience of dipping our toe into this world, which is massive and quite beyond at least my expertise.
Yes. So with that said, we are talking about, I'll give a drum roll, you tell us.
BTS, of course. Butter.
Yeah.
Smooth
like butter.
Should we listen to our sponsor segment?
Yes, please. Sponsors.
I have some great news. I finally fixed it.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Gonna sound good, I promise.
Funny story. Your wife had been telling you numerous times that it sounded all messed up, right, Dad?
Yep. Yeah, she was yelling at me.
She was.
But it's fixed.
Now, so it'll sound better.
And I think all the old episodes will have the new sponsor segment because Anchor does this dynamic ad stitching thing. So there you go.
So there. Yeah.
So here's a word from our sponsors.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. That was 15 cents worth of sponsoring.
Yeah.
So anyways, BTS, wow. Okay, so we should do a little intro about the BTS world because some people probably haven't heard of them. I didn't really know about them until Dynamite. I'd, like, heard their name once, but until Dynamite, I hadn't heard them. And if you guys don't know what Dynamite is, it was their hit before. Well, no, they've had hits, but it was, like, their big English hit. Before Butter. So, Dad, tell us a little bit about BTS.
I'm not an expert.
You have Wikipedia up right now.
Okay,
to be
listen,
fair.
I have to say I'm terrified to record this episode.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of another artist that literally has an army that will come and get us if we
get something wrong or if don't we get say something, something wrong. Or
BTS has an army. They're called the BTS Army.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Like seriously. Like, I mean, not metaphorically. Like, not like Dua Lipa might have an army of like 100 million followers on Instagram, but like BTS has like a real like fan base, like of an army. Like,
I mean, they don't have tanks and weaponry, but they can mobilize like an army. Dua Lipa may have millions of fans, but BTS's fan base is very connected and very mobilized, and they can do things politically. Did you know that they raised $1 million for Black Lives Matter?
I did not.
Last summer?
That's cool.
Like really That's quickly. Awesome. They've done all sorts of things, like on TikTok. I can't even begin to talk about it.
But what you were saying, you're scared to record this.
I'm scared to record this because I really don't know a lot about BTS, but I know the songs I'm hearing. So,
and you know the
I don't
basics.
Even know if I'm gonna pronounce their names right. It's Jin, Suga, or Suga, J-Hope, RM, Jimin, V, and Jungkook. And they are
seven members.
They're like the model of they model themselves as both boy band and hip hop crew.
What?
Because they have a couple rappers.
Yeah.
What?
How many rappers? How many vocalists?
There's, I think, two of them are rappers.
Let me guess. J-Hope sounds like a rapper name.
Let's see. Yeah, let's go with that. I have no idea.
Wait. Go put into Google BTS lineup.
Oh wait, I know where, because I have a.
I have
lyrics up here that actually have who everybody's doing.
Cool. Okay. Anyways, you'll say that. But everyone, Suga, while we wait for my dad to do this.
And RM are the rappers.
Suga and RM. I was wrong.
Yeah.
J-Hope. You might be wrong, though.
Well, no, I'm just looking at who did the rapping in Butter. Should we actually listen to some of the song before we get too far into this?
Yes, but before we do that, we talked about Beyonce way back in episode 5 with Crazy in Love. And yesterday, well, let's say you're listening to this on a Tuesday, then you'll be wrong. But we are recording this today on a Sunday. And yesterday was Beyonce's 40th birthday. So happy birthday, Beyonce.
Yeah, 40.
Wow, 40 years. 40 years. She could retire now and be good for life.
I mean.
Or not?
She's a queen.
She is Queen Bey. Does she have the record for most Grammys taken home?
No.
But she's close.
No, she's actually gotten a little, like, there's, the Grammys have kind of underweighted her. For various reasons.
Let's not get there
today. Yeah, let's not go down
there.
We're on
BTS. But before we listen to Butter and before we hear the whole... We'll learn about the BTS world and the BTS army. We should say that most of their stuff is in Korean. Because they are K-pop.
Yeah.
Butter and Dynamite are like their big songs in English. Not like most of their other songs, apart from like a few probably, are in Korean. Because they're a South Korean K-pop band. Boy band or whatever. Apparently they're one of the biggest boy bands in the world right now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And Butter came out like a month and a half ago and it's got 500 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Dynamite is in the Billions Club on Spotify.
Yeah, Butter will be in the Billions Club before too long. We've been listening a lot to the Billions Club.
Yeah.
Can you tell the audience about that?
It is a playlist compiled by Spotify of every song on Spotify with a billion streams. So let's see. It's got ranging from Drake to Dua Lipa. I mentioned her a lot today. Ranging from Drake to Dua Lipa to Smells Like Teen Spirit to Africa to Wonderwall to Thank You Next to, like, all these different... to... yeah.
Willow's been going around the house doing a Smells Like Teen Spirit impression lately. Kurt Cobain impression. Can we hear it?
Yeah. Wait, how does it go again? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't even know the lyrics, but I'm just listening to them.
You don't need to know the lyrics after hearing that.
But anyway, and Dynamite is on there. Dynamite is another BTS song. That song introduced me to BTS.
And we did talk about Dynamite during...
Yes, the lightning round that nobody knows about.
The least listened to episode, the lightning round.
But some things work, some things don't.
All right, so I'm sure the audience wants to actually hear what we're talking about.
Yes.
Should we get to it?
Yes. Before you do that... If you want to listen to this, this is like, just put in B on your Spotify, Apple Music. It's probably the first thing that'll come up. It's like one of the hits right now. It's like on the charts, all that. So yeah, let's listen.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Ooh. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down. Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so ooh.
Do the boogie line.
A sidestep right left to my beat.
All right, that's enough.
Yes. Well, don't say that in a rude way. That's enough for that.
Should we skip ahead to hear a little bit of the rapping?
Yeah, but start from kind of the, what are the choruses?
So we... Okay. Oh, yeah, we got to hear this. The talk box type riff. This is my favorite part of the song, even though I love their singing.
What did you say this was like?
It's like a talk box.
I don't know what that is. I'm glad you know. Here's the rap part. Always the nice guy.
Got the right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibes. We like haters.
So much fun.
So much. And it's a genius song. It's just like, it's cool. But before we get in, let's go back to talking about the whole BTS world. So there's 7 members.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one of a few of their English songs. And they have they supposedly have an army that will come and get us.
Yes.
Well, so you said there's like a whole thing with cartoons and stuff?
Yeah, they have a webtoon. It's like a whole series of stories that are illustrated that are about them that actually thread together all their
albums
in a story and a narrative.
So their albums have like a narrative and a story.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all albums.
But I have no idea what the story is. I think it's of a group of friends coming of age and facing adversity together.
Interesting.
It's so wholesome.
It's
I love it. Like, yeah. This is music I want my 11-year-old daughter to listen to.
Why? Not like I'm against it. I'm just asking, like, why? Like,
because it's like feel good music. Ooh, weird alert coming out of here. Feel good music that isn't like about adult. I mean, it's about coming of age, but it's not about really like adulty things that I don't want you to hear.
Like what?
Well, if I can't explain it to you here on the podcast, because then I'd be inviting you into that dark world.
Like what? Like what your friend said the weekend's explicit stuff is about.
Yes.
The Hills. I've never listened to that, and I never will.
Yeah. Don't.
Don't. Have you?
Yes.
Yes.
So, anyways. they've got this whole storyline threading, but let's talk about the, well, I guess to finish our introduction of them as an artist, they started around 2010.
And what's cool is they weren't like One Direction and Fifth Harmony. They weren't formed on like a singing show or anything.
No, but they were formed by like a manager guy.
Oh, what?
Bang Si-hyuk, Big Hit Entertainment. And I guess apparently he first met RM and was impressed with his rapping, according to this Wikipedia entry. But it's interesting, too, because their ascent into a global pop thing has come at the same time as some other, like, bits of Korean culture. Like there's been a lot of good films coming out of Korea, South Korea, in the last few years. They've won a couple of Oscars. There's a movie called
Parasite.
Parasite, yeah. That was really good. And then another one that we watched even more recently. Its the name is escaping me right now. But there's kind of South Korean culture has really made it to the mainstream. And what I find really exciting is that, like, when we often think of the globalization of pop music, it actually means like what we usually think of is are like American and British artists like being listened to all over the world.
Like who? Like, give me some examples.
Well, like the fact that, you know, I mean, even going back to the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, you know, like everybody in the world listened to that.
And like a ton of people in the world listen to like British Ed Sheeran and like.
Yeah, yeah. And you certainly get artists out of other like, you know, white European countries. But this is an artist out of Asia that's charting higher than most American artists right now. And I think that's really exciting. And they're not even singing in English for most of their work. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, they're not singing in English for most of their work, which is cool. But the ones that are in English, of course, chart higher.
Yeah.
But you were saying that, like, everyone thinks that the world just listens to American and English pop, but, like, there's a whole world of K-pop, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that the fact that Americans are listening to K-pop in the mainstream, I mean, there's always, like for a long time, there's always been people who have sought out music from other countries and other cultures. That's not new. It's what's new is a K-pop group on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
A K-pop group getting nominated for a Grammy. K-pop group, you know, touring stadiums in the United States.
Have they toured in the United States? Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's exciting to me.
We were listening to that other song by Blackpink that is K-pop.
Blackpink, 1.6 million.
Billion.
Billion. Should we play a little bit of that?
Sure. Yeah, another K-pop girl group band, actually. Blackpink.
So it's, let's see, where is this song that we were listening to? It's called
I'm sorry, he's not laughing at the language or anything. He just doesn't know how to pronounce it. It's
do 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 do.
It's in Korean, so yeah. This is a little taste of K-pop.
It's all in Korean. I love it.
원하던 대놓고 뺐지 너무래도 칼로 무배기 두 손엔 가득한 배치
So if this is explicit, I have no idea and I can't censor it from you.
Me too.
See, that works for both of us, right?
I'm foxy
두번 생각해 흔한 남들처럼 착한 척이 못하니까 착각하지 마 쉽게 웃어주는 건 날 위한 거야 아직은 잘 모르겠지 그저 원하면 test me 넌 불보듯이 뻔해 만만한 걸 원했다면 I'll wait till I do what Hit you with that 뚜루뚜루뚜
뚜루뚜루뚜 Okay, so that was fun.
Yeah.
So, let's get back to...
BTS.
To Butter.
And Butter, yes.
Oh, we should also say that basically if you really want to learn about the song, since we're so underprepared, or so I feel so underprepared with this, Switched on Pop did a fantastic episode on it. They went a little too far in terms of analyzing the... harmony of the song, which I felt was not really that, didn't really reveal that much. But they also talked to one of the songwriters, and that was pretty amazing to hear about how many, like, what a process it was to put together a song like that. That's like a, like, that was, like, everybody who was working on it knew from, like, the beginning that they were making an international, you know, global, you know, charting hit.
Yeah.
I thought that was fascinating. It was like a very organized industrial production of something at a high quality. And the woman who was on the Switched on Pop episode specifically works with them on their vocal production. And I hadn't really been that aware that there were producers out there that were specifically just brought in to work on vocals. And I thought that was really interesting.
Meaning like auto-tune or...
Auto-tune, backing vocals, arranging, coaching the singer in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of producing is, like, singers aren't machines when they come into the studio. They, you know, they may have been performing the song and know how to sing it, but your job as a producer when you're sitting across the glass from a singer is to, like, put them in the headspace to give their best performance in front of the microphone. And sometimes that's hard when there isn't an audience there to respond. So I could see how vocal producers now, you know, maybe that's a thing.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, if you really just came in here to listen to Butter and we're taking too long, we'll get there. I just have one more thing to say. If you also want more resources in case you're, like, actually, like, really interested in, like, pop music specifically broken down or talked about or analyzed, whatever, watch the Netflix show This Is Pop, and specifically the episode about auto-tune. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And Switched on Pop is a great podcast too.
Do you have new respect for T-Pain?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard one of his songs except for on that show.
Okay.
But apparently, according to his friend, he broke music.
He was accused of breaking music. So what are your questions on Butter?
Okay, so butter. My first... Butter. Yeah.
Butter.
My first question is, what part of the song is, like, actually, what do you think is, like, the part that's actually supposed to be, like, the real hook or the chorus? Because it seems like there are two choruses. I didn't know how to spell choruses, so I just spelled C-H-O-R-U-S-S. That looks so weird on paper. But, like, because there's no real, like, verse, because all the sections say the same. There's a bridge. There's the rap bridge. But I'm not really sure which one's the hook or, like... So, like, the part with the part that's just, like, just... mainly just focused on the vocals that's like smooth like butter or the one that's like with like synthesizers and a lot more production I left on my beat oh I like Sidestep the moon rock with me baby whatever we're
know
pretty
that
bad
I things. Got that heat I'm gonna show you cause talk is cheap okay so I'm gonna say that they wrote that as the chorus
you think, even though butter's not really mentioned in that.
And the pre-chorus is, ooh, when I look in the mirror, yeah, I'll melt your heart into two. I got the superstar glow, so
ooh.
And that's a good pre-chorus. And it's all on the four chord. I know, harmony doesn't reveal that much.
But like the four chord is
it's
like
4-5-6. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. It's 4-5-6, so it's like all kind of like predominant.
Wait, you mean in the pre-chorus?
Building tension. And then the chorus is that 4-5-6 also.
How does it go?
It stays on the...
What do you mean? Because it's... Side step right left to the beat. Right left to my
Let's
beat.
Let's see. So it's in E flat. Ba 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 ba. Ba. 4-5-6.
Smooth.
And the ooh, like the, when I look at the pre-chorus and the chorus are both sort of unresolved. So your original question was, what do I think the hook is? I think they wrote sidestep that.
Right left to
the I think they wrote that as the chorus, but to me, the hook is the smooth like butter. Like, that's the part, if I were going to tell somebody else about the song, be like, did you hear that song by that K-pop band? You know, the one that goes, smooth like butter.
Yeah.
That's what I would sing
to
them.
Not the sidestep right left to me. I like the moon rock with me, baby. And it ends on love and I get the heat. Let me show you because talk is cheap.
And those.
Sidestep right left to that beat. Yeah, that doesn't really sound resolved. Beat.
Yeah, it's not resolved. And the lyrics fly by so fast in that section. But the smooth like butter
smooth
part, is that's
like
the part
butter.
I remember. That's my answer.
Yeah.
What's the hook for you?
I would honestly have to agree. For some reason, when I was like a little kid, I got this impression that all choruses had to like mention like the title of the song. Like, if it was like, if the song was called Saturday Night, when I was like six, I would assume that the chorus would be like, Saturday Night, something like that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because lyrically it's flipped in this song. Like, the main idea is in the verses.
Yeah, and well, the verses as they could be, because I feel like there's no real verses in this song, because both. The pre-chorus stays the same. The smooth like butter. Well, I mean, the smooth like butter part actually does kind of change. But that's, only lyrically.
Yeah.
Not really as a chorus. But the smooth like butter, that part is the same. And that's kind of like the chorus. And then the sidestep right left behind me, that part is kind of like made to be the chorus. But it's not like the really rememberable part. Because I feel like there's also... like a lot more going on in that part. Like there's the there's like a synth riff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 you know that part?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I don't know. But you said that it's on four, so it doesn't feel resolved.
Yeah.
But with the smooth like butter, that kind of.
That's like the home base.
Yeah. Home base.
Yeah.
I love how in the live performance they actually were harmonizing smooth like butter. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. The second verse. Yeah, we watched the live performance on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And you know what I liked about the live performance was
everyone got to sing. Is that what you're gonna say?
Well, everybody gets to sing on the recording too.
Really? I can't. I'm not trying to be like mean or something or anything, but I can't really like tell the difference when there's like a lot of other stuff going on.
See, this is magic. You stumbled into exactly what I was going to say about why I like the live performance.
Cuz I don't know who's singing cuz I don't know the boy band that well, so I don't really know who's singing in the
What I like about the live so if you watch the video of the recording, you can see everybody singing, taking turns, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the live performance was that the vocals were actually less processed, and you could really hear the difference in timbre between each of their voices. In the studio, they make their voices sound so similar.
Alike, right? Yeah. They sound like, I'm not trying to say that like all K-pop voices sound the same because they don't, but they sound like really similar in the recording version. Maybe that's just because I'm also hearing everything in the background. But in the live performance, they like, one guy was like smooth like butter. And then the other guy was like, smooth like butter. Like,
yeah, you can hear the difference in timbre and performance. Now, of course, I think that the tanks are rolling in. They're going to come get us for not hearing the difference between each of the members on the recording.
I don't know the like whole thing, the whole group sensation. Like
we're not BTS stans, as they would say.
But that doesn't mean we don't like them. The song is awesome.
Yeah, we're learning to like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon likes them.
Yeah. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, so basically, the part that really is memorable is the smooth like butter. And it starts on that part. So that's, now, what's interesting is, now, like, back then, form didn't really matter as much. Because, like, when you just put something on vinyl, you didn't want to, like, switch the song. But now, with streaming, you have to hook the listeners for them to actually make money and for them to, like, keep the song on their shoe. Because it's so easy to just click play. Mm-hmm. So that's why everyone has to, like, hook them in the beginning. Whereas, mm-hmm. like, back then, it's more like... you don't want to like switch.
You've been listening. You've been listening.
And so now they're like, we gotta hook the listeners off with the hook now. And there was actually they addressed that in the New York Times article by Charlie Harding and Nate Sloan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And actually, as we were talking about this, I sort of thought about why I like that part in the song and why it's the most memorable to me.
And so maybe it's that why they put it in the beginning. So like,
yeah, but I was like, so I want to respond to their episode on Switched on Pop where they talk about a lot about that melody and how it starts on this crunchy note. Smooth. It's in A flat and it starts on the 7. No, A flat, sorry. So it starts on that 7. They make a big deal about how it starts on this unresolved note. And then
they were just like talking about it for so long.
Yeah. I disagree.
Huh?
I disagree. I don't think that it's remarkable to start a riff on a 7th in when you're singing in any style that's influenced by blues and jazz and rock.
You sound like me disagreeing to my piano teacher because he always told me when I was trying to do the composing assignment that was supposed to be correct, not like creative or anything, just correct. He's like, don't like try not to use the 7th very much because that's a very, he taught me a new word, dissonant chord, and it's very like
right.
It's unpleasant.
Okay. It's like, yeah, it is when you learn harmony, you always
when you play it on the piano, like,
it's drilled into your head that the 7th wants to resolve,
and it's kind of funky and like weird. Yeah. It's like an 100 grand. Compared
I disagree. I think they're singing in an R&B rock style, and which pulls from the blues and gospel, and there's just a lot of those notes in there, and it's not remarkable to my ear. What I think makes that section work so well is that it's the only section that's on the one chord. The pre-chorus and the chorus are both the 4, 5, 6. They're both unresolved. So the
does the chorus really go up? Because I thought it was like sidestep down.
Yeah, but it doesn't go sidestep. That doesn't sound right. It goes sidestep. Ba, 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 ba.
Okay, but what you're saying is the actual, like, supposedly verses that have this smooth, la, butta, actually goes down. Smooth, 7th, like, whatever chord that is, and then butta is the one chord.
Yeah, but that the melody goes down, but the chord is just on the one the whole time.
I thought you said it was in the 7th.
No, the chord in the verse is just the one chord all the time. Listen.
Like a criminal undercover.
There's actually no bass in here right now. Now listen when bass comes in. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
See? Just the one chord.
Whenever he talk about chords, I always feel like it's like, I always feel like you're talking about like.
And now listen to the bass. 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6. So I think it's the combination of the verse part being the only part that's on the one chord, and also the fact that it's got that great, like, very spare production, just drums and bass, and like really fun rhythm, with like it's really staccato, smooth like butter, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I like.
I really like in the refrain of that in the second verse. It's just so much crunchier, so much better with the harmonization. Can we hear that with the harmony? It yeah. actually doesn't sound like harmony in the real recording, but live performance.
Gotcha. Oh, wait.
It does. No, that's past.
Oh. See. Oops. Oop. Sorry.
Sort of like little Megan Thee Stallion there.
Uh-oh. Hold on. It's the hack. Oh, we should talk about that, actually, but let me get back to this section. Okay.
Here's the harmony. That's so cool. I don't know. I just love that. It's so much more. It's just, I don't know. It's so much more satisfying than the just the regular smooth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. It was cool in the live performance. You could really hear everyone. Yes, I'm preparing to take cover over the tanks. But.
So my second runner-up to the my favorite part is the that sort of synthesizer that almost sounds like a talk box sound, which they talk about in Switched on Pop too. When it has that little riff part that
yeah. First, before you play it, tell me what a talk box is.
Talk box is like it's a device where you can sing into a microphone. It's kind of like a vocoder, but you sing into a microphone and then you put another signal through it and it processes the signal to have the same timbre as your voice.
But the talk box makes, but in the no one's singing it in the song. It's like it sounds like a synthesizer.
Now listen. So it's got a very vocal quality to it. The way
So it's like, it's not a talk box, but it sounds like one.
Yeah.
It's just some sort of computer generated thing.
It's an effect.
So someone's actually singing that?
Here's the talk.
What song is this?
This is Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
By who?
This is by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
You hear how funky it is?
Yes.
That's Daft what that Punk? Sound reminds me
that's
of.
That's who it's by, Daft Punk?
That's Daft Punk, yeah. And they talk about that in Switched on Pop.
Oh, I hear it now. I can just imagine that being the sound, like the timbre of a voice coming out of like the master stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But, raising the mic.
Microphone's wilting.
Yes, don't
okay.
wilt.
Next microphone. Question.
Well, before we move on, you said you wanted to talk about the Megan Thee Stallion remix.
Oh, yeah.
So, BTS actually really recently just came out with a Megan Thee Stallion remix with the song, and she's featured in the remix, so it's pretty cool. Do you guys want to hear it? Should they hear? I didn't actually write any questions about the... Hey, it's the hot girl coach in BTS. I like that part. Like a criminal undercover, going pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Ooh. Cool shade, stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that. Break it down. Ooh, when I look in the
this vibe. Big boss, and I make a hater stay on their job.
So fun.
These girls' necks like the back of their vibes. Houston's finest in the room with bounces. Make them all get ratchet in their suits and blouses. I remember writing flows in my room in college. Now I need global entry to the shows I'm rocking. Smooth like cocoa butter, my drip more than a puddle. They know that I'm the way. Take over every summer. They must be giving Stevie if they ever had to wonder. Cause every beat I get on get turned into Hubba Bubba.
And then she actually comes back in the end. You go to the end near the rap.
Yeah.
Oh no, go back a little bit.
Yep.
He has talk box. You're here. Here she is. Come on.
I'm a rich, I'm the nice guy. Got that right body and the right mind.
Rolling oh yeah, she's doubling.
Smooth like butter, haters. Fresh boy, pull up and we lay low. All the plans get moving with the bass flow. Going on me while behind us, what we say so. Let's go.
It's really great.
You can hear him like chuckle there. He was like...
And we just talked about her on the...
Beautiful Mistakes.
Beautiful Mistakes, yeah. Her collabs are just... Like, every one of them is stellar.
She's awesome. Yeah. I've only heard a few of her songs because of, you know, reasons, but...
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Parents rule.
Parents rule. Yeah, no. Another wholesome rap from Megan Thee Stallion.
That was clean.
Thank you, BTS, for inviting her into your PG world.
Yep. I'll need kids again on Netflix.
Yeah. It must be so fun to be like to send the track off and then to get the first copy back, like,
from Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, get the email and be like, here, listen to this. What do you think? It must be like mind blowing if you're the artist.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. So, anyways,
next question.
Anything to talk about with that? Yeah. I just like how she said after the big rap, she was like, smooth like cocoa butter.
Oh, yeah, that flow was great. My favorite was, I need global entry to get into my shows. That cracks me up. Global entry is like an expedited service you can pay for where you go through immigration lines quicker. So it's helpful if you do a lot of international traveling.
Oh. So she's saying she like just rocks every show. And it's like...
Yeah, and just traveling all over the world for her shows.
Wow. Yes. Okay. I guess we shall move on to... it's only the second question, Meef. Then roll in.
Yeah. Ask away.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say something. Anyways, do you think this song being the song of the summer was or is like influenced by any other former like hits? Or do you think it could just influence anything?
So I'm gonna put a sort of... citation here and say, like a footnote in the podcast, and say to really go into its influences, go to that Switched On Pop episode.
Okay.
They talk about 90s Michael Jackson, Usher, they talk about Daft Punk with the talk boxy sound.
Yeah, because it seems like, I'm not really sure if this sounds like a very like a big like original hit, or if it's kind of it's got like it's influenced by something and it's kind of trying to recreate. Obviously it's not recreating anything, but it just kind of sounds like something else. Can you play that Michael Jackson influence?
Well, there's Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. I think they were thinking about that lyric.
Even the intro is similar.
This was a huge hit.
Is he actually gonna sing it, or is he just gonna do this like whisper sing?
No, he starts singing.
But I think they were talking about another song where the intro was kind of like that, how it was like, you know, drum, like, ch, smooth, you know what I mean? You don't have to pull that up. But so you're basically saying that, that if you listen to Switch on Pop, we'll hear that.
They really dig into the into all the influences.
And you're also saying that like it's not like really mainly influenced by anything, just kind of took bits and pieces out of other songs, kind of. And
oh yeah, yeah. It's a mélange of different 90s pop and current like studio production. All mashed into one, like, perfectly crafted
hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, cool. So it was kind of influenced.
Lyrically influenced.
Yeah.
By Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's, that they're playing right off of it. Smooth like butter.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, they say, like a smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. For some reason, I thought that was like creamy, like a creamy.
Because you're thinking about
butter, like
dairy products.
Yeah.
So, you know, the reference is lyrical, not musical.
They're kind of trying to like recreate Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal with lyrics like smooth like butter, like stealthy, playing tricks to get into your heart, like I'm like a criminal.
Exactly. Yeah. Subterfuge.
Yeah, I didn't come up with that idea first. That was my dad, but we realized we hadn't been recording that part, so I picked up some knowledge. We're re-recording it. The joys of a homemade podcast
that's
in
right.
your house. No studio.
That's
no
right.
engineer.
I must have like put my elbow on the space bar or something.
Yeah, don't do it again.
No. Oh, hi. Bernie's visiting us.
Hi, dog.
Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Bernie.
Hey.
Our dog here.
It's the studio dog.
Studio dog.
What's up, bud? What's up? You gonna say hi to us?
Yeah,
say hi to
he's a great dog.
The audience? He's wagging his tail.
Yeah. Hello there.
So,
sniffing my.
Yeah, subterfuge, which means
again, I am not a high schooler.
sneakiness, you know, like I'm not gonna come up to you and say, "Hey, I love you." It's more like
subterfuge.
Gonna pop like trouble breaking into your heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's also another Michael Jackson lyrical reference, which is, "Rock with me," or "Rock with you." Sorry.
It's cool. All these like cultures in pop are going like all across the world, like K-pop referencing Michael Jackson. Like, who would have thought?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, anyways,
any more questions?
I do, and I'm not sure if this is actually a talk box again because it might be, but yeah, I see the player, so I can play part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So in the bridge, there's a like a thing. It's like it might be the talk box. It kind of sounds similar to that, but here, let me just play it. It's a sound. Okay, I think it's good. Yeah, here. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. It's before that. Coming up. Yeah, at first I thought it was someone going really high in the, like, falsetto whistling. It's like Mariah Carey, like, like, something like that. Like,
I know that. That's what I think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go. Because it sounds kind of digital. So is it like, is it a talk box? Is it that? Is it someone really going,
That sounds like a voice to me. But it should be noted that when they were performed this live on Fallon.
No one did it.
It was played back in the track, in the playback.
No one even did it in the head voice. Whatever it was.
But that definitely sounds like one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this isn't a talk box. Let's go. It does sound like a voice. It's just kind of like with synthesized effects.
I think it's just put through a little bit of auto-tune and processed to sound really dry, which is very different from the other vocals.
But it's someone actually singing.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Thank you for answering that question.
Anything right. else?
Oops. Yes, I do have one more thing. So you know the whole BTS World fan base stories. You know how they had those concept photos for Butter, all those stuff. Mm-hmm. You could explain that. Does any of that visual cartoons or anything, or the stuff that the whole BTS World, any of that relate to Butter?
Why are you asking me this? I don't know the answer.
You don't?
I have not devoted my life to understanding all of their narrative content yet.
Okay.
It probably does, but yeah. I have no idea. You have to research this and come back and tell me in the next episode.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
The BTS World, you said, is just huge. And
I'm sure there's some connection to other media. Everything is connected in there. Everything is intentional in their world.
Yeah. Well, that is it for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little question. My dad and I were looking at the Rolling Stones 100 greatest of all time, best vocalists ever, in like the grand scheme of everything.
Morrissey made it on the list.
Morrissey did make it on the list. So did Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
She was 79th. And Aretha Franklin was number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question. Do you think Prince deserves to be 30th on that list out of 100?
Lower on the list than Van Morrison?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Van Morrison, yeah.
I mean, further back on the list, yeah. Not lower, because lower would be higher on the list.
Also, question. Willie Nelson is on the list, and apparently he's like a super kind guy. He's got good politics and all that, whatever that means. But he looked like one of the guys who would have invaded the Capitol, right, Dad?
Well, you said that to me, and yeah. I can't imagine Willie Nelson invading the Capitol.
But just not knowing him, he looked like one of...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He definitely has an outsider look.
Yeah.
A rebel.
Yeah. But, yeah, Aretha Franklin was number one. But next week, we are talking about an oldie, actually, compared to this one. But, Dad, tell us, what are we talking about next week?
We're going to go back to the archives of our brains and talk about Dark Horse by Katy Perry.
2014, baby. Prism.
This was a song we used to jam out to a lot in the car.
Do, 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 do,
there's
do,
no going back. Do, do, do. There was also a lawsuit.
Yes, that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
There's a lawsuit with it.
And it's related to a lot of other things that are really interesting that are happening in pop music right now. Like, for example, did you know that Olivia Rodrigo just gave away some of her songwriting ownership on Good For You to the band Paramore?
I do not. I did not.
Yeah. So
I don't even know what Paramore is.
We'll talk about this a little bit next time. The whole infringement side of popular music that's happening right now, because it's very weird and murky.
You use that word a lot, and it scares me. Like it's just murky. It's like
it's murky.
You're like songwriting and the music business. It's like a scary place to be.
So that I guess that's it.
Goodbye.
Bye.